Well, in another US court, a judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order banning the Chinese-owned social media app WeChat, citing freedom of speech concerns. Trump moved against the app on national security grounds. He had also threatened another wildly popular Chinese-owned app, the short video platform TikTok, with a ban for similar reasons. But he's now backed down from that, approving a deal that will see the US software company Oracle acting as custodian of US data on TikTok. Fergus Ryan is an expert on Chinese social media and Chinese tech companies with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. We spoke first about the national security concern around an app like WeChat.
It is a highly censored and surveilled environment. So users of the app have been heavily censored, and the news that they receive on the app essentially toes the party line from Beijing all the time. In effect, it is an extension of China's Great Firewall outside of the country. And what our research has shown is that the censorship and surveillance that has been taking place on that app has been extended to foreign users of the app. So there's censorship and surveillance being applied to people all around the world, whether they're Chinese citizens or not.
But now a federal judge in the US has blocked the president's ban on free speech grounds. She also says that the national security threat from WeChat is modest. You would disagree?
Yes, I would certainly disagree. I think that in the case of Australia, we have several electorates in Australia where the vote of Chinese Australians is quite decisive. And so that enables Beijing to have a lot of leverage over the news that people are consuming. And that news includes information that voters need to consume in order to decide how they're going to vote in elections. In the United States, it's a little different because the Chinese diaspora isn't as powerful as they are in Australia.
Let's talk about TikTok, because the president wanted to also ban TikTok and was concerned that US citizens' data was going to be siphoned off to China. Now there is a deal whereby the US software company Oracle is going to be the custodian of that US data. Will that work, do you think?
It could possibly work, but we really need to have some key questions answered. For example, who are the employees at this new TikTok who will have access to the data? Will China-based engineers still have access to this data? Because as it stands at the moment, China-based engineers do still have access to TikTok user data if they need to reach it. TikTok often says that this data is being stored outside of China, and that may very well be true, but that doesn't mean that it can't be accessed from China.
And in the Australian context, what do you think governments should be doing about these Chinese-owned apps? What's the ideal scenario in your view?
I think a more sensible approach is to push for privacy and data protection legislation, and also legislation that increases transparency around content moderation. We need things like the ability to audit algorithms that are undergirding these platforms. It would also be excellent if we could have transparent disclosures about censorship that are happening on these apps.
What chance of that sort of transparency and auditing access and so forth, though, realistically, do you think there is, given how powerful these apps have become?
Well, certainly in the case of ByteDance, it will be very difficult to get transparency around their algorithm. To be fair, TikTok have said that they will provide more transparency about their algorithm than any other social media platform has done in the past, but it's difficult to see how they will be able to achieve that now that Beijing has put their content recommendation algorithm on their export list, which means that the algorithm will remain a black box for everyone.
So essentially the Chinese government saying you can't see this.
Yes, and they're saying that because they consider the contents of that algorithm to be not just of commercial importance to ByteDance, but of state security importance to Beijing.
It really looks like the wider sort of China versus the rest of the world tensions are playing out in microcosm, if you like, in the world of these apps.
Yes, to an extent that does seem to be what is taking place. And unfortunately, the way it has played out with WeChat and TikTok with these executive orders has been more about political theatre than actually solving the underlying national security questions involved. And that's of real concern because the United States needs to maintain their credibility when talking about these issues. The Trump administration clearly stated the national security concerns that they felt were applicable in their executive orders, and it appears that they have just abandoned any consideration of those national security concerns in the final analysis. I think the deal that they have arrived at with Oracle only provides a little bit of a solution to one part of the national security concerns. The other major national security concern that is being overlooked is TikTok's ability to very subtly manipulate the algorithm, which can have a lot of knock-on effects for political discussions that are taking place on the app.
Fergus Ryan, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Chinese social media expert with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Fergus Ryan.